KSL News Time now 6:39. Let's get a look at traffic and weather together. Triple Team Traffic, three times more eyes on the road. How we doing, Heather?
Well, we are looking at a crash now on the collector ramp from I-215 South Belt to go southbound I-15. It's blocking the left lane of that collector ramp, only leaving you a couple of right lanes available. Traffic backed up to the interchange. And now I've got a really good look at the delays on the 201 freeway eastbound between Redwood Road and I-15 southbound. It looks like emergency crews are actually blocking both sides of that collector ramp. And that means you've only got one lane that you're funneling through, causing those big delays. Eric?
Now the northbound I-15 trek is looking pretty good through Utah County up to a point of the mountain. And then as you get into Draper and Sandy, not enough congestion so far to cause any kind of delays, and pretty dry roads as you head up towards South Salt Lake, where you do have a little bit of slowing right there as you move past the I-80 turnoff. Flint Thomas?
We're looking up there in Box Elder County. You've got some snow-covered roads up there people are dealing with if you're heading to Idaho or coming from Idaho on I-15. But once you get down to Ogden, the fog has seemed to dissipate there, so doing much better. But you do have some problems in slick roads. KSL Traffic Trooper reporting slick conditions on US 89 crossing over Legacy and I-15, leading to a crash in Farmington at southbound US 89 at the split there at State Street. Save thousands during the Piano Gallery's year-end closeout. All remaining 2016 pianos are priced to clear. Save on top brands like Yamaha at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.